And good Monday morning to everyone. Our first case of the day is State v. Kevin L. Allen. Justice Frydenberg is recused from this case, and he is also recused from the second case of the day. And is there anyone here on behalf of Mr. Allen this morning? I don't believe so. Okay, thank you very much. Ms. Klein, good morning to you, and you may proceed.
To a fair trial, but his arguments all revolve around the admission of deposition testimony by Tavaeus Minor, who took the fifth when he was called to the stand. That was also raised and extensively explored and resolved on direct appeal, so I think the district court correctly found that that matter is procedurally barred. He also claims that his appellate counsel was ineffective, but he never really explains why. He goes through a lot of kind of stock standard case law with respect to ineffective assistance of counsel, but never explains why his attorney was ineffective. He just simply doesn't really address the issue, and therefore we believe that that is not properly before the court. His one other assignment of error was his so-called newly discovered evidence, which all revolves around the David Kofod issue, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. District Court correctly found that the fact that David Kofod has touched a case doesn't instantly mean that there is something amiss with it. As far as I can tell from the record in this, all Kofod did in this case was diagram the scene, and he never explains why or how Kofod tainted his case, and the District Court properly denied relief on that. His final claim is ineffective assistance of trial counsel. The district court found that most of these were essentially insufficiently pled. There's a lot of discussion by Allen in his petition, but he doesn't really get down to much in the way of explaining why factually his counsel was ineffective. And the district court said that these are almost all pretrial investigative issues, and I find that they have no merit. Some appear to have been sort of tangentially touched on in direct appeal, but most of them were raised for the first time here, and the district court correctly found that they were all without merit. If the court has specific questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, we would ask that the judgment of the district court be affirmed.
How does a post-conviction motion pend in Douglas County for 10 years?
I don't know. I have to be honest, this isn't the first one I've seen from them doing that. I don't know how they get lost, but apparently some of them have gone by the wayside for a number of years. The record has no explanation, and frankly, neither do I. I just don't know what happens to them.
Thank you.
Is it time barred?
I don't think so. His petition was filed several years, I believe, before they instituted the statute of limitations, so it just kind of swirled in the ether for quite a while, so no, I don't believe it's time barred. There's nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day then is State v. Christopher A. Edwards.